Why one Chris Rock joke made Trump explode.
The cast of The Apprentice is running the world. Trump, the daughter, Omarosa. They run the world, man. Yo, man, this.
In less than 10 minutes, comedian Chris Rock unleashed an absolute firestorm across American social media, racking up over 5 million views and sparking an explosion of memes on Twitter. So, what exactly made this performance go viral? Right from the start, Chris Rock had the audience erupting with laughter, brilliantly comparing Trump's leadership to a reality TV show. Within just 12 hours, this clip was shared more than 2 million times. Rock cleverly transformed Trump's serious public image into one of the funniest moments we've ever seen.
We got Elon, they're gonna put him in a rocket ship. We call it Space Mex. Oh, yeah. J-Lo's gonna marry Ben again just so she can stay in the country.
Chris Rock didn't stop there. He also zeroed in on Trump's notorious financial flops. Remember those bankrupt casinos in Atlantic City? According to Rock, failing that many casinos was nearly impossible. Forbes even reported Trump faced 6 major bankruptcies, turning this hilarious bit into a surprisingly informative revelation.
He's worried. Everybody's worried. I mean, we got Luigi. We got Luigi, you know, and that's good. I really feel sorry for the family. I mean, everybody's fixated on how good-looking this guy looks. If he looked like Jonah Hill, no one would care. They'd already given him the chair already. He'd be dead, okay?
But wait, it gets better. Chris Rock took us back to Trump's most absurd moments, like when he altered a hurricane map with a Sharpie back in 2019. Or stared directly at a solar eclipse in 2017. These bizarre incidents skyrocketed searches for Trump Sharpie, boosting Google's search volume by an incredible 300% in a single day.
He's going to hit not only Florida, but Georgia. Was going toward the Gulf. That was what was originally projected. And it took a right turn.
Chris Rock's performance hit Trump exactly where it hurts most. His famously fragile ego, the former president quickly exploded on Truth Social, calling Rock disrespectful and not funny. But the internet loved it, instantly unleashing a tsunami of memes that spread faster than wildfire, flooding every corner of social media within hours.
Be a war hero that got captured. I don't want to vote for nobody that got captured. I want to vote for that got away.
And it wasn't just Trump feeling the heat. Melania Trump, known for her cold public demeanor, found herself thrust unexpectedly into this hilarious spotlight. American media outlets went wild, reporting Melania was furious about becoming part of the act. Clips of Melania repeatedly avoiding Trump's hand went viral again, causing searches for Melania Trump to surge by an astounding 450% in just 24 hours.
Hey, the elephant in the room. President Trump's in the hospital from COVID, and I just want to say my heart goes out to COVID.
This wasn't just comedy. It was an online phenomenon. Within hours, Twitter and Instagram exploded with hilarious memes about Trump and Melania, accumulating over 2 million shares and engagements. Clearly, Chris Rock's comedic genius stretched far beyond the stage, transforming into a genuine piece of American cultural history. Don't take your eyes off the screen, because what's coming next will absolutely shock you.
Yeah, the stock market has lost $5 trillion in 3 weeks. Yes, Trump, he's the Ozempic of the economy. Wow. $5 trillion. Today, Greenland offered to buy us.
The U.S. stock market has lost $5 trillion in just 3 weeks. Prices are soaring, wages stagnant, the economy a complete roller coaster. Yet some still claim it was the greatest economic era in history. Tonight, Bill Maher breaks it all down. The policies, the promises, and the reality. What really happened under Trump's leadership? And who actually benefited? Bill Maher doesn't hold back. He calls Trump a master of creating illusions, treating the U.S. economy the same way he treated his businesses. And let's be honest, that's not a good thing. Trump Airlines failed. Trump Steaks, a joke. Trump University shut down for fraud. Trump Casinos bankrupt 6 times. A casino losing money? That's like failing a breathalyzer at an oxygen bar. And yet, Trump's approach to the U.S. economy wasn't any different. National debt exploded, adding $7.8 trillion in just 4 years. Market volatility surged. Workers saw no real income growth, yet Trump kept calling it the greatest economy ever, while everyday Americans struggled.
What he's trying to tell us by continuing to do this dance. And now, making YMCA his anthem.
Trump promised his 2017 tax cuts would help the middle class, but in reality, they helped the ultra-rich. 83% of the tax cuts went to the top 1%. Corporate tax rates slashed from 35% to 21%. Companies used tax savings for stock buybacks, not higher wages. Jeff Bezos, richer. Corporate executives, richer. Everyday Americans stuck in the same place, except with higher living costs. And here's the kicker. By 2027, middle-class Americans will be paying more in taxes. That's right, more.
And Americans are like, but we need eggs. What else are we going to throw at the Teslas? But, you know what? $5 trillion in 3 weeks, and we have only ourselves to blame. Trump said this would happen if we re-elected Biden. Oh, wait, that didn't happen. No, this is happening because Trump wants to bring back manufacturing, and to get the ball rolling, he is manufacturing a recession.
Trump promised his tariff war would protect American jobs. What actually happened? A self-inflicted economic wound. Manufacturing jobs down. Farmers lost billions as exports to China collapsed. Businesses faced higher costs, forcing them to raise prices. Who paid the price? You. Maher summed it up perfectly. Trump's trade war was like setting your own house on fire and calling it a heating strategy.
Trump says, "I like reading as little as possible. I don't need, 200-page reports on something that can be handled on a page." He's actually proud that he makes decisions without learning anything, which makes him the perfect president for a nation perpetually looking at its phone.
Trump said he'd create the strongest economy in history. Let's look at the actual numbers. GDP growth, just 2.3%, lower than Obama's 2.9%. Stock market losses, over $5 trillion in just 3 weeks. National debt skyrocketed from $19.9 trillion to $27.7 trillion. And yet, Trump kept repeating, it was perfect, it was amazing, it was the best. Maher's response? If your economy only benefits billionaires and hedge fund managers, maybe it's not the best after all. Don't take your eyes off the screen. There's more exciting content ahead. Last February, 500,000 Canadians stopped crossing the U.S. border. Tourism numbers have plummeted, hitting the lowest point since the 2022 pandemic. And it doesn't stop there. American goods are now facing a massive boycott in Canada. So, what's really happening? And more importantly, is this the sign of a major shift? This story might just surprise you. Donald Trump and Canadian politics. What's happening? Beyond trade and military tensions, a political firestorm is now unfolding. In a recent statement, Donald Trump hinted that he prefers working with Canada's current government over conservative leader Pierre Poilievre. And just like that, the debate in Canada exploded. Key questions emerge. Why now? Why did Trump make such a public statement about Canadian politics? Could this affect Canada's upcoming election? And more importantly, what does this mean for U.S.-Canada relations? This is one of the rare times a former U.S. president has openly weighed in on Canada's internal politics. And it signals something big. U.S.-Canada relations are entering a new phase. One that is anything but simple. Are Canadians abandoning America? For years, Canada has been one of the most critical markets for the U.S. Millions of Canadians cross the border for shopping, tourism, and business, especially in places like New York, Michigan, and Washington. But now, that trend is reversing. According to U.S. Customs and Border Protection, in February 2024, 2.2 million Canadian travelers entered the U.S. That's 500,000 fewer than the same period last year. And it's the lowest number since April 2022. And it's not just about fewer tourists. Canadians are also spending less on American products. Data from the Business Development Bank of Canada reveals sales of American goods in Canada have dropped by 6%. Meanwhile, demand for Canadian-made products is surging. So why are Canadians changing their spending and travel habits? The answer may be tied to a crucial decision made by the U.S. on February 1st. U.S. imposes new tariffs. How is Canada responding? On February 1st, the U.S. government announced new tariffs on Canadian imports, set to take effect on April 2nd. The consequences? Canadian goods will become more expensive in the U.S., making them less competitive. Industries like agriculture and manufacturing will take a direct hit. The Canadian government wasted no time in responding. Foreign Minister Melanie Joly made it clear, despite the upcoming U.S. election, Canada will protect its economy and jobs. But the most significant reaction, it came from the Canadian people. They cut back on spending at U.S. stores. Canadian businesses reported a sharp increase in domestic sales. And this may be just the beginning of a much bigger shift. Is Canada reducing its dependence on the U.S.? It's not just about trade. Canada is also moving toward military independence from the U.S. Right now, the Canadian government is in talks with the European Union, searching for alternatives to U.S. defense contracts. And here's a big move. Canada is considering dropping its F-35 fighter jet deal with the U.S. in favor of Sweden's Gripen, made by Saab. Why the shift? U.S. trade policies are unpredictable, making reliance on American defense a risk. Canada-EU ties are strengthening, creating new strategic opportunities. Canada wants more control over its own defense industry. If this trend continues, Canada's military relationship with the U.S. could shift significantly. And that's not the only issue making headlines. Key takeaways. Donald Trump's remarks on Canadian politics could shift diplomatic relations between the two nations. 500,000 fewer Canadians are crossing into the U.S. Tourism has plummeted. Sales of American goods in Canada have dropped 6%, while Canadian-made products are thriving. The U.S. imposed new tariffs on Canadian goods, set to take effect April 2nd. Canada is exploring new defense partnerships, potentially ditching U.S. fighter jets for Sweden's Gripen. But the biggest question remains, is this the beginning of a new era between the U.S. and Canada? Stay tuned. There's much more to uncover. Over $800 billion USD evaporated. Tesla has lost more than 50% of its stock value in less than 6 months. Why is the electric car giant, once unstoppable in its success, now facing the risk of collapse? The numbers don't lie. Tesla has evaporated nearly $800 billion USD in market capitalization, an enormous figure, not just for an electric car company, but for any company at all. And it doesn't end there. Tesla's stock dropped more than 15% in just one day, and then fell another 3% after hours. Investors who once saw Tesla as a cash cow are now facing big questions about the company's future.
But China is a different story. A 10% tariff on Chinese imports went into effect at midnight. China retaliated immediately, a 15% tax on U.S. coal, 10% on U.S. crude oil, and large displacement cars and pickup trucks.
Recently, China has raised the import tax on electric vehicles from countries outside of China, including Tesla. According to a report from the China Customs Administration in December 2024, the tax on Tesla's products has increased from 15% to 25% on high-end models like the Model S and Model X. This increase in taxes raises production costs, especially as Tesla relies on imported parts from other countries, such as the US and European nations. Tesla is facing difficulties as its high-end models become more expensive and less accessible to Chinese consumers. For example, the price of the Model 3 is around $43,000 USD, while the BYD Chang EV costs only $30,000 USD. BYD and NIO are dominating the market with lower prices and comparable features. In 2023, BYD sold over 1.2 million vehicles, capturing 25% of the electric vehicle market in China, while Tesla only sold 350,000 vehicles. The shift in consumer preferences in China is becoming increasingly strong, with consumers prioritizing domestic vehicles that are more affordable. If Tesla doesn't adjust its pricing strategy and improve its technology, it could lose its position in the largest electric vehicle market in the world. Tesla's market share in the US has dropped significantly from 79% in 2020 to just 54% in 2023. In Europe, the situation is even worse, with sales dropping by 30%. This decline is not only due to intense competition, but also because of Elon Musk's political views, whose controversial statements have eroded customer loyalty. Tesla is no longer the only symbol of innovation. Rivals are steadily taking over the markets that Tesla once dominated. Tesla is gradually losing its connection with old customers, and this is creating a gap that competitors can fill. The political controversies surrounding Musk have damaged Tesla's image, causing many customers to turn their backs on the company. As Tesla's stock continues to plummet, investors are worried that Tesla may not be able to overcome this crisis. One of the main reasons for the sharp decline in Tesla's stock is the loss of investor confidence. They no longer see Tesla as the cash cow, but as a company facing numerous challenges. Not only are there issues with stock prices, but Tesla's financial reports are also raising concerns about the company's ability to maintain profitability. Specifically, production costs are increasing, while demand from the market is declining. Maintaining high production levels without being impacted by tax costs or the effects of international policies is a huge challenge for Tesla. If you want to know if Tesla can overcome this crisis and how Elon Musk can maintain his position in the electric vehicle industry, don't take your eyes off this video. Fascinating insights and deep analysis are waiting for you ahead. The disappearing signature. Who really ordered the deportation of hundreds? On March 15, 2025, a special presidential order appeared in the U.S. government's Federal Register. It bore the signature of Donald J. Trump. The order called for the deportation of nearly 300 Venezuelans, labeled as extremists under the Alien Enemies Act of 1798. But just a few days later, Trump claimed,
"Because we want to get criminals out of our country, number one, and I don't know when it was signed because I didn't sign it. Other people handled it, but..."
Who did? And what is really going on behind the scenes? Official document versus public denial. This wasn't a rumor. It was a publicly recorded document. His name was there. His signature. The date. Everything. Yet only 5 days later, Donald Trump told the press, "I'm not sure when it was signed. Other people handled that." Meanwhile, White House spokesperson Caroline Levitt confirmed the opposite.
President Trump signed a proclamation invoking the Alien Enemies Act regarding...
State-affiliated media echoed the claim, calling it an anti-terrorism operation. The order's title, the signature, the confirmation, all pointing in one direction. But when faced with public scrutiny, Trump completely disowned it. One side shows his signature, the other, total denial. And a serious question begins to emerge. Was this a mistake or a calculated maneuver? Wartime law. In a time of peace. The law invoked, Alien Enemies Act of 1798, hasn't been used in nearly a century. Its last application was during World War II. This act is intended only when the US is officially at war with another nation. But at present, there is no declaration of war passed by Congress, no national emergency. Trump still declared,
"United States, it's an invasion. And these are criminals, many, many criminals. Murder."
Recent reports and legal filings show that those deported included soccer coaches, legal asylum seekers, even women and teenagers with no criminal record. Some were labeled gang members simply for having a Real Madrid tattoo or for throwing up a peace sign in photos. All were flown out of the country without trial, without legal representation, without a chance to defend themselves. They were sent to detention facilities in El Salvador, places with little to no international oversight. So the question becomes, was this really about public safety, or was it about exploiting legal gray zones for political convenience? Denial and the old strategy returns. As the media started asking questions, as public doubt grew, Trump immediately denied responsibility. He suggested the document might have been signed using an auto pen.
"You have to do is look and take a look at he
signs by AutoPen. Who is signing all this stuff by AutoPen? Who would think you signed important documents by AutoPen? You know, these are major documents you're signing, you're proud to...
In federal court in Washington, D.C., Judge Jeb Boasberg questioned the Justice Department. Why were these individuals deported without any legal process? The only response from the government's attorney was, "We weren't given information. We just carried out orders." So, the system runs like this. The one in charge denies involvement. The implementers have no answers. And those affected simply disappear. Is that still a system governed by the rule of law? A strategy repeated. Manufacturing reality. Look closely. This isn't the first time. It's a familiar pattern. A controversial action is taken. Friendly media justify it. And when backlash hits, the leader denies and redirects blame. Trump referenced Marco Rubio.
And we have Marco Rubio in charge. Good luck, Marco. Now, we know who to blame if anything goes wrong. Marco's been amazing.
And those who were deported? Many have not been heard from again. Their families still wait. Don't look away. The truth may still be hidden just beneath the surface.